From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. President Obama finished up an 8-day trip to Asia today, rallying with troops at an air base in South Korea and addressing the issue of nuclear weapons. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
President Obama met with about 1,500 American and Korean troops at South Korea's Osan Air Base. Earlier, he met with South Korean President Lee Myung-bak and issued a stern warning to North Korea to give up its nuclear threat and return to six-party talks.
Our message is clear. If North Korea is prepared to take concrete and irreversible steps to fulfill its obligations and eliminate its nuclear weapons program, the United States will support economic assistance and help promote its full integration into the community of nations. That opportunity and respect will not come with threats.
South Korea's president said negotiations with the North are always difficult, but he said he remained hopeful of progress, thanks in part to a united diplomatic push led by Mr. Obama and the UN Security Council. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Osan, South Korea.
Mr. Obama also said the U.S. and allies are considering new punishments for Iran, claiming Iran is resisting international efforts to make sure it ends suspected nuclear weapons activities. Today, senators will be probing whether the deadly shootings at Fort Hood, Texas, could have been prevented in a hearing on Capitol Hill. The hearing comes 2 weeks after the attack, which killed 13 people and wounded dozens more. NPR's Mary Louise Kelly reports.
Senator Joseph Lieberman, who chairs the Homeland Security Committee, says he wants today's hearing to focus on facts, what the government knew about Major Nidal Hassan and what it did with this information. The top Republican on the committee, Senator Susan Collins, says she wants to examine whether there was a failure, quote, to connect the dots and share information among government agencies. However, the people best placed to answer that question won't be testifying today. Army and FBI officials have briefed lawmakers privately, but the Obama administration says they shouldn't testify publicly with a criminal investigation still underway. Mary Louise Kelly, NPR News, Washington.
NPR has obtained a memo signed by the chief of psychiatric residents at Walter Reed Army Medical Center listing problems over the course of Hassan's training. They include proselytizing to patients, letting a homicidal patient escape, and failing to answer the phone when Hassan was on call for emergencies. The health care overhaul bill unveiled last night by Senate Democrats could face its first big test this weekend. It needs 60 votes to succeed, and it's not clear whether enough Democratic and independent votes are committed. On Saturday, the Senate may vote on breaking a threatened Republican filibuster just to bring the health care bill to the floor for debate. The House has already passed a bill. This is NPR News. Russia's Constitutional Court has ruled that a moratorium on the death penalty should be extended. Russia retains capital punishment in its criminal code. The 13-year moratorium on it was due to expire in January. NPR's Anne Garrels has more from Moscow.
The Russian government committed itself to scrapping executions when it signed the European Convention on Human Rights, but it's never ratified the document because public opinion remains deeply divided on the issue. Instead, Russia imposed a moratorium which could have expired in less than 2 months. Under Russian law, the death penalty cannot be applied until the introduction of jurors in all the country's regions. In January, Chechnya is slated to become Russia's last region to install jury trials, thus clearing the final formal obstacle to the death penalty's return. President Dmitry Medvedev's representative had urged the court to extend the moratorium, saying Russia remained committed to a step-by-step abolition of capital punishment. The court's decision buys the government time. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Moscow.
Space Shuttle Atlantis astronauts step out on their first spacewalk of their mission today. The shuttle is docked at the International Space Station. NASA spokesman Leroy Kane says the shuttle appears in good condition after its trip from Earth, but examinations will continue before it heads back next week.
I anticipate that sometime probably Friday, we'll be able to make a determination that the vehicle is completely cleared.
Astronauts have already unloaded pumps, tanks, and other spare parts for the space station. I'm Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.